Well, it is a pleasure to catch up with one of the writers of the production on the Timberlake Playhouse. It's opening tonight. It is Jake Lockwood. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you and Alex Sage, is it Oyen?
That's right. Yeah, Alexander Sage Oyen.
Okay, very good. You two guys wrote this together. How did this all come about, Jake?
Well, we got contacted by the artistic director for Timberlake Playhouse, a guy named Tommy Ranieri, and Alex and he are old friends, and he came to Alex with the idea of this, writing this new musical. There's a commission that Tommy has started here at the Playhouse called Andy Bro New Workshop.
Okay.
So every year they'll be presenting a brand new musical. So he reached out to Alex, and Alex reached out to me.
Had you two ever worked together before, Jake?
Yeah, Alex and I are old friends. In fact, his dad was a mentor of mine in my years at Disney. So I've known Alex since he was like 3 years old. And for the past 10 years or so, we've been writing together.
So talk a little bit about the process of writing something new. Do you guys throw ideas off of each other, or how does it work?
Yeah, we start with kind of a high-level idea. For this one, we wanted to include Carroll County, Illinois, and some elements that we found in the environment here. We also wanted to include social media. It's so present in everything that we do these days. So the idea came to have this social media influencer move back to her hometown in Carroll County, Illinois.
So why the name Glue?
So that's funny. Glue is the family name. Her family's name is Gluehen, and her grandfather owns a adhesives company named Gluehen Glue.
So who are some of the people we're going to see on the stage, and how many people are involved in this musical comedy?
Well, I mean, if you look at the whole picture, there's dozens and dozens of people that are involved, from people working backstage and building the sets and creating the props. Our musicians, obviously, playing live music for the show. But on stage, you'll see 9 people.
Okay, tell us about some of these people that you've been working with. Have they been there all summer, or did they just come in for this production?
Yeah, there's 2 components. There's the resident company that have been here all summer long, so fans would have seen them in Frozen. They would have seen them in Saturday Night Fever. And then we have 2 stars that we've brought in for the show, Sarah Daniels, who plays the lead Lizzie, and then also Heath Saunders, who's a Broadway veteran. He comes in and he plays Tyler.
So it's a musical comedy, so I would imagine there's music, obviously, and then, of course, there is dialogue as well. Did you two write both the music and the dialogue?
So Alex's focus is music, and my focus is the book, so the words, and then we both wrote the lyrics together.
So it's kind of like Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
That's right, yeah. It was a really good collaboration. He would come up with music that fit the moment, and often he would supply, like, test lyrics, you know, to show me how it scanned. Sometimes they were perfect and right on. Sometimes I would tweak them a little bit. And in other moments, I would just send him couplets of words that I felt were appropriate for the song, and he would find music for that.
So
it's a really good collab.
Without really giving away too much, what are the folks going to see on the stage opening night this evening?
Well, hopefully what you'll see and come away with is a sense of community. That, you know, this person who's been focused really in social media has followers and a kind of a digital following, but she doesn't have an opportunity to really touch base with her community in person. And when she comes home to her hometown, she learns what it's like to actually be in space with people and get back to that heart-to-heart conversation that we all need.
Again, visiting with Jake Lockwood at Timberlake Playhouse. Had you been to Timberlake Playhouse before, Jake?
No, this is my first trip. In fact, I just went to Iowa for the first time the other day. I was thrilled.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Ohio, so I've got Midwest in me. I recognize the corn.
Okay, very good. So how long have you been doing this?
So I started as a performer. I performed at Disney for about 30 years. And the past 10 or 15 years, I've been focusing on writing and directing.
And finally, are you going to be here for the entire production, or are you just going to watch opening night and then head on out?
I'm here for this weekend, and then I go straight to Ohio, where another play of mine is being produced.
Do you hope to get back to Timberlake Playhouse then, Jake?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, I've had a great time.
Okay, very good. Hey, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. I'm glad we were able to finally catch up with you, and best of luck in the future. Thank you.
Pleasure, Gary. We'll see you at the theater.